Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Joe Biden is making it clear he expects to be the next president of the United States. But Biden is urging Americans to be patient, as NPR's Scott Detrow reports from Wilmington, Delaware.
As Friday went on, Biden's lead grew in Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Georgia. But the Associated Press and other outlets still had not yet called the race for Biden, so he walked a fine line when he spoke late at night.
We don't have a final declaration a victory yet, but the numbers tell us it's clear. Tell us a clear and convincing story. We're going to win this race.
Biden argued the results give him a mandate for the agenda he campaigned on, particularly tackling the coronavirus pandemic, climate change, and racial justice. He also again called for more unity, saying the purpose of politics is solving problems, not, quote, total unrelenting warfare. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Wilmington.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman told CNN this morning that his state's results won't be much longer. The race there, perhaps the most important, with 20 electoral votes at stake. President Trump, meanwhile, says his lawyers will be holding a news conference in Philadelphia in about an hour and a half. As his campaign presses lawsuits in Nevada, a federal judge has denied an emergency request aimed at stopping the use of signature verification machines in Clark County. From member station KUNR in Reno, Paul Boger reports.
Las Vegas-based federal judge Andrew Gordon denied the request, saying the use of the machines are a state issue and that the plaintiffs had not done enough to show that any voter had been harmed by their use. Plaintiffs argue that the machines have not done a good enough job matching voters' signatures on file. They also argue that the current process has disenfranchised voters who may have had their ballots fraudulently returned in their name. The request was similar to another filed in state court last week that sought to halt the processing of all mail-in ballots in Clark County. That request was denied by both a district court judge and the state Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Paul Boger in Reno.
To the pandemic, daily coronavirus infections breaking records in the U.S., NPR's Amy Held reports that Johns Hopkins University says more than 126,000 cases reported yesterday.
Cases are rising in practically every state, spreading in rural and urban areas alike. In El Paso, Texas, the Air Force has deployed medical specialty teams to help hospitals. Residents there are ordered to remain at home during the day and are under curfew overnight. Essential outings are exempt. Officials across the country are hoping to avoid the sweeping regional lockdown seen in the spring, when COVID-19 hospitalizations peaked at around 60,000. Today, they're topping 50,000 and are breaking records in several states. The CDC projects that without major public health interventions, they'll just keep rising. This time around, the advent of flu is an added burden. Overseas, much of Europe is reimposing tight restrictions in a bid to spare their hospital systems.
This is NPR. NPR has confirmed that White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has caught the coronavirus. He is the latest administration figure to test positive. His diagnosis was first reported by Bloomberg last night. As Tropical Depression Eta makes its way across the Caribbean, rescue and relief efforts are ongoing in Central America. Scores of people have died and many still missing, as Maria Martin reports.
Guatemalan President Alejandro Yamatei said Friday his army had reached three especially affected isolated communities in the mountains of northern Guatemala. The soldiers had walked to these villages as roads were blocked by landslides, which also buried hundreds of homes. President Yamatei says thousands throughout the country have been affected by Eta's devastation and is asking for U.S. military helicopters to assist in the rescue effort. Meanwhile, operations to find and house survivors of the powerful storm are ongoing in Honduras, Panama, El Salvador, Costa Rica, and Nicaragua. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
Cuba is now bracing for torrential rain and flooding from Eta this weekend. Forecasters expect the storm to strengthen back into a tropical storm today before making landfall along Cuba's southern coast. The storm is expected to approach South Florida late tomorrow. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's annual induction ceremony is tonight. It had originally been scheduled for May, but it was delayed by the coronavirus pandemic. This year's class includes Whitney Houston, the Notorious B.I.G., Nine Inch Nails, and the Doobie Brothers. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.